Mairead McGuinness, just on off that awful tragic news of the helicopter Coast Guard crash off the Mayo coast. Of course, it happened off your own constituency. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I think the longer this goes on, the sadder we all are about what has happened. I mean, when we read of this missing helicopter, I mean, we were all really hoping against hope that it would be found. And then to discover that they did find someone, but that she has not survived is really, really tragic. And I suppose it's because these people put their lives at risk to save others that the enormity of their loss is hugely felt. And while the rescue continues, I know that those who are searching, their hopes are fading. Let's hope against hope that there might be better news than what we know today. But I know that because we're here in Strasbourg, where you're not at home, it's even more poignant when you read about these tragedies and these great people who, to some extent, we take for granted because they're there in our time of need. They never flinch to do their duties. They are brave. They don't look for praise. And it is only at times like this that you realise that there are people in the country who put themselves entirely at risk of nature to save others. And I don't know, this is dreadful for all of their families. And our hearts and our prayers go out to their families and those who are waiting and waiting in hope, but hope that's fading.
And of course, we've been reading about the bravery of all of the four crew and of Captain Dara Fitzpatrick, who tragically died in all of this. A very brave and a very accomplished pilot, wasn't she?
Oh, she was just amazing. And I think I've been moved to read everything I can about her, because when you look at what she has achieved as a role model for women, her success and her ability to do things which are enormously difficult. But she wanted to do these things, and to listen to her sister talk about her and their so proud of her despite this awful tragedy, and I know they will always be proud of what she has achieved, but this woman obviously set out with this goal in life and didn't think about what might happen to her as she went about doing her daily task. So again, to her family, to her son, to her wider family members, we are all just hoping that they will be able to cope with the time ahead. These days are difficult, but you know, the months and years will also be really, really difficult. And I think this tragedy touches not just my constituency, but it touches the country, because these people are those that we turn to in our hour of need. In fact, they were looking after their colleagues who were rescuing somebody in distress, and their lives blotted out in this awful way. Let's hope we find out what happened. That might bring some consolation. But I think the country's really gripped by it. I know that when I call home, this is the first thing people are talking about, these lovely people who are lost.